Awesome. Okay. Is it? It is. Okay. Cool. Yeah, we're putting together an oral history of the U of L Writing Center. And so just to kind of give you an overview, I'm going to ask you about your time there, what you experienced actually in the Writing Center in sessions, and then how that has carried over into your life post-Writing Center. So yeah, this is cool. I've never done this before.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, I've not thought about the writing center, at least like kind of, intensively reflecting on it in a while. So this will be fun for both of us. Good.
Good, good. I'm glad. So yeah, tell me what when did you work at the Writing Center? Like what dates were you an MA student and PhD student, and like what positions did you hold?
Yeah, sure. I'm very bad with dates and numbers just generally. So if this is wrong, I apologize for the record. I was a PhD student, I know that. And I started working in the Writing Center my first semester at U of L when Mary Rosner was the director of the Writing Center. I believe it must have been, I graduated with a PhD in 2014. So this must have been like, 2009, something like that, which seems like so long ago. No wonder I'm having a hard time recalling, and my mind is fuzzy in this pandemic era already. I remember, I remember, I don't know if this is still a required course, but writing center theory and pedagogy was required of all kind of new tutors and students, enrolled that were enrolling through the English department or the rhetoric and composition or MFA students, and it was a brilliant course, and I really so appreciated having this initial connection to a new program, a new city, a new university, and having a sense of community among, writing center consultants and staff and director, colleagues. It was really a really fantastic way to connect to a new place.
That's awesome. And so, because you were doing PhD stuff, does that mean you were an assistant director, or were you a regular consultant?
Was an assistant director, but I can't remember if I was like right away or if it was after a while. I was assistant director of a lot of things at U of L, but I was both at some period of time, both the physical writing center and then also of the virtual, what we call at the time, the virtual writing center. I'm not sure if that's what it's called, but I think I might have been the very first assistant director of the virtual writing center. And I was an assistant director with a colleague named Eric Detweiler, who was an MA student at the time, and now is a professor of rhetoric and composition in Tennessee. That was a brilliant. I remember loving that collaboration. We actually published an article in the Kentucky English Bulletin about virtual writing centers, and it was like kind of a novel thing at the time, and now we're all only online all the time in this COVID era. So I'm sure that article seems super out of date and quaint at the moment. But So anyway, yeah, that's I served in both of those roles and got really fantastic administrative experience, but also experience being, kind of steeped in writing center theory and pedagogy, which has absolutely informed my teaching and my practice moving forward, as you alluded to in that first question. So yeah.
Yeah, so because you were maybe one of the first or the first virtual writing center or the virtual writing center director, tell me more about what that role was like. Did you sort of have to define what you did, or was it sort of defined for you? Tell me more about kind of navigating that.
Yeah, I do remember, again, this feels like reaching back, to a distant past, but I do remember deciding or working with Eric and with Mary Rosner to figure out, how we were going to do both synchronous and asynchronous tutoring. I think we had like kind of phone sessions available to talk to people on the phone, as well as live chats that we had decided to set up. And then we did the bulk of kind of asynchronous writing consultation. But I think at the time, I remember that, you know, before we kind of started this virtual writing center initiative, then most everything was asynchronous. And we kind of really tried to emphasize the synchronous connection. Now it seems, like I said, it seems like, well, clearly there are all kinds of tools and levels of comfort with engaging this way. But at the time, I remember it being, you know, a new thing for the writing center there. And I also remember developing some, you know, kind of virtual resources. I did like a series of videos, these animated videos on Joseph Harris's book. What is that book?
Was it Rewriting?
Yeah, right. It was a brilliant book.
What a great book.
I know, yeah. So I kind of did a series of videos kind of breaking down different moves in rewriting, which I don't know if they're still up or circulating somewhere or not, but I do remember getting like questions about them long after, you know, I had left U of L, which is, you know, it's just strange because I did them in my first year there and they were super basic. You know, they I'm not a video producer or editor, so they were nothing fancy. But yeah, I even remember, yeah, now this is like kind of coming back a little bit, but I remember also doing a podcast. I think we started a Writing Center podcast, and I remember spending like days and days editing and producing the intro for that podcast, which at the time I was like really into this podcast called Radiolab. I don't know if you remember it. If maybe it's like way, way before your time. I don't even know if it's still on, you know, on the air. It was an NPR, you know, it was an NPR show and then made a podcast and they had this really great intro. So I kind of spent all of this time mocking up this writing center podcast intro. It was great. It was a really fantastic intro. And I remember, you know, interviewing people like, you know, Mary and professors in the department and consultants and students who had come into the writing center and having a series of kind of podcasts about the work of the writing center or the importance of like, you know, sort of academic writing and along all kinds of different contexts. So yeah, who knows where that is either. I mean, all of these things should be part of your archive.
Definitely. That's so cool. I wish we did podcasts, and they have us write blogs, which is great. Yeah. I like having good conversations though. So that's, podcasts are good, especially for people my age. We really like podcasts. We're podcast people.
Yeah. Well, now it's like, so, I mean, I am too. I'm definitely constantly, especially on the move, right? When we were all moving around more, I was listening to quite a lot of podcasts. But yeah, absolutely. I think it was it was also a creative outlet so that you could work with, you know, multiple, you know, so across media, and I could have some of like my sound, you know, kind of sound producing aspirations fulfilled. Eric, actually, you know, the co-assistant director at the time, has gone into study, you know, rhetorics of sound, sonic rhetorics. And he is like a kind of really important contributor to that subfield in rhetoric and composition. Who knows if he would say that it all started with our, you know, U of L Writing Center podcast. I doubt it, but that would be cool. He would be a good person to reach out to.
That's really cool. So speaking of the other tutors or writing consultants, tell me more about that. How many people were in the Writing Center? Were they called tutors or consultants? Like, do you remember any of that?
No, I have no idea. I don't even know. I would not be able to say how many were there, but I do remember, you know, it being a unique opportunity to connect across cohorts from MA students all the way up to sort of PhDs in their final years. It was a, you know, the Writing Center is a connecting place for graduate students across different stages of their careers was really important for me, and developing relationships with students that were, you know, kind of with graduate students that were ahead of me in the program, and folks that were, you know, MFA creative writing students who were working on completely different types of projects. That was such a kind of valuable, it was a really valuable and a healthy community for me to be a part of. And I do think it kind of, you know, it contributed in a great deal to the sense of collaborative, collective work that I feel like is really characteristic of the graduate program at Louisville, which is, you know, it's not the case in every graduate program. So I always felt like the Writing Center was kind of central to this culture or ethos of you know, mutual support and collaboration.
Mm-hmm. That's so cool. So did you find yourself working with a lot of one type of student, or how would you describe the population of students that you worked with when you were there?
Yeah, I remember a lot about the, you're going to get dings in on this recording.
That's okay. I know you're a popular person. No worries.
Yeah. I don't know about that. But I remember a lot of work in the kind of the administrative part of it. I do remember meeting, you know, with students. It feels like I met with, for some reason, I feel like I have this sort of sense of meeting with a lot of student athletes, you know, having long-term relationships with different athletes, track or, you know, basketball players, maybe because of the times of day that I would be, you know, I think so much of it depends on when you're scheduled to tutor and who has availability at those times. And I think I remember athletes being like only available in these like really the brief windows of time, for whatever reason, lined up with mine. But yeah, I remember it being, a pleasure. Really to work with students across, the diverse student population at U of L. And I remember especially in relationship to the students I would teach and, you know, first year writing, or I just get sort of exposure to assignments and to student writing across a much larger range of disciplinary backgrounds and, you know, historic backgrounds. And that was great. So yeah, but I don't know if there's anybody that stands out as being like sort of, this is the kind of particular kind of student that I saw regularly.
So then thinking about like, then your particular like consultations, what do you remember about working with writers? Like what was rewarding? What was challenging? Maybe something that stood out to you as like your main struggle or win working at the Writing Center?
Yeah, I mean, to me, I was like, what's always rewarding in any of this work is relationship building. So, you know, I think the most rewarding thing in the context of the Writing Center that I found was having kind of ongoing conversation about students' work, over time, and to sort of getting to know people through their work, through their writing, which is, I think, really an amazing window into sort of knowing someone. So I think, you know, and also being able to form that relationship without the power dynamics or like the hierarchical kind of teacher-student relationship that is so, where the discourse is so strong and the expectations are so set that you have to do so much working against to get to a place where you feel like you can collaborate on something, or where you feel like the power dynamic is a little flatter. Of course, it's not completely flattened out, but when there's not the threat that I'm assessing their writing, you know, to give it a particular mark, or that it's going to affect a transcript, and where we can have this long conversation over time about what they're trying to accomplish with their work, and they can approach me and others in the Writing Center as sort of genuine investors in that work, support for that work, without like sort of having to, you know, speculate about what my end is or what my motivation is. That's incredibly valuable and such a unique type of context to, you know, engage with writing. And so that was really valuable for sure. And at the time, the Writing Center wasn't doing as much sort of community-based work as you all have been doing, and really as Bronwyn has helped sort of really kind of lead the effort and push that effort. But even before that, I remember having this sense of the tremendous potential of kind of community writing centers or community-based writing groups that I think was born out of this like experience that I had working across differences in the setting or the context of a writing center. And that kind of glimpse into possibility has really dramatically shaped my career. It's really shaped what I've kind of put work into and devoted my career to up to this point. So that was incredibly formative.
So define for me what you mean by community-based writing center.
I think, you know, at the time, I had like kind of classmates or colleagues who really had like kind of fantasized about creating something like, you know, what's, you know, a writing center, but locating it in a public library or a community center or, you know, literacy center. I think for me, it was really more kind of theoretically about, complicating or challenging the kind of boundary between the academy or the university and the surrounding community. At U of L, that was easier to imagine because it's a public university with a public mission, and it's an urban university where the kind of permeability of the boundary of the institution is clear, you know, as you walk around the space. At Syracuse, where I am now, which is also technically an urban university, a metro university, it's much more bounded, and the kind of boundarying efforts are much more pronounced. But I think the idea that a writing center could engage with writing across context, academic, non-academic, in school and out, you know, K through 16 rather than just higher education. I think that idea of, you know, what would be possible in terms of creating environments or context for exchanging or engaging with writing across all kinds of different genres and spaces. I think for some reason, I think because of the way because of the practice in the Writing Center, that was imaginable to, you know, I was able to imagine the possibility for that. So yeah, I mean, I think it could both be like a concrete, like, you know, a group of consultants, a sort of, you know, drop-in space that functions like a writing center just off campus in schools or other center, other types of centers. Or for me, it was much more like, well, what does community engaged mean? And what is the community outside the boundaries of a university?
Wow, thank you. That was really cool. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you defined that. So would you say that you had like a strategy for your consultations that you brought with you when you worked at the Writing Center? And do you feel like it changed over time, maybe as consequence of the Writing Center theory and pedagogy class, or, you know, just your experience over your time there?
I don't know in terms of a strategy. It's hard to learn to listen, you know? So I felt like painful, that learning process for me, to sort of, you know, I guess it's like, it seems like a kind of commonplace to let like a writer like guide the session and to like sort of really follow them and through like kind of their own work and follow the articulation of their needs or like kind of what they want to accomplish. I still have a hard time with this, like, you know, when responding to my own students' work or now my like own kids' work, you know, to not be heavy-handed, to sort of, learn alongside someone as they're, you know, kind of pursuing their own project. I think that's, if, at least to me, it felt like a kind of unnatural type of like position to take. And it took a lot of, I think just, it took a lot of learning and failing and struggling to kind of get to a place where, you know, I was really present and able to listen and attentive in the context of a session. So I don't know, I think probably what helped me most was not reading like writing center theory and pedagogy, although maybe it just sort of seeped in some ways. But I think really what helped me most with that was, you know, the, you know, kind of being around other consultants who were expert at this, and then, you know, taking a lead from writers themselves who, you know, can give really clear signs of this is, you know, you're hearing me or you're not hearing me, and direct me or like guide me in a way of listening that I think again has been really valuable I've gone on through the rest of my career, but I'm certainly still learning how to do that. But I think in terms of strategy, I think it's not easy to be able to listen. it's actually a really complicated thing. So I think the more I was able to learn to listen, the better consultant I became for sure.
Yeah, and kind of on the topic of listening, what would you say was like the main concerns that writers came in with? And how do you feel like you or the Writing Center as a whole negotiated writer needs and then maybe your own vision?
Mm-hmm. I guess some of the concerns that like come to mind would be like really stereotypical. I think a lot of like concerns were around just really not understanding what they were being asked to do. I kind of remember like prompts that seemed like really nebulous or unclear, and students who were frustrated because they cared a great deal about their writing. They cared a great deal about, sort of achieving what they wanted to achieve or had set out to achieve, but they couldn't find like an entry point into doing the work because either because they didn't have like a, you know, kind of the a history of experience being able to enter into like this kind of academic discourse or dialogue in a way that they understood, or because like really the assignments were super unclear and it was hard for everybody to figure out like what was actually being asked. So I kind of remember a lot of interpreting together, you know, a lot of sort of let's try to make sense of what we're being asked and to find an entry point into this, into a question, or find an entry point, you know, into this prompt that you feel like you could kind of make the prompt your own, that you could take it up as your own work. So I remember like a lot of translating of, well, you know, how can you take up this work that's given to you in a way that you can make it your own, which I still kind of always, you know, trying to encourage my students to do, even with prompts that I give them, which are also unclear sometimes. So I kind of remember that a lot as a common struggle or a common thing that people were trying to work through together. And then I forget what the second part of the question was. Was that the whole question?
It's the whole question. But I guess I'm curious as to how you felt. I guess you've kind of already answered it, but how you felt you navigated writer needs and whether those felt in conflict, like maybe you or the Writing Center, what the Writing Center wanted versus what writers wanted.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I think that there's like some conflict. I mean, in every like exchange like this, but I do, you know, I think some of them are like kind of aligning expectations, which is always like kind of, you know, especially if you're just meeting with a student one time, or they're dropping into the writing center periodically, or maybe, you know, for the first time, and there is that kind of like tension around alignment of expectations, and a kind of like, well, what is this thing we're doing together? What are we supposed to be doing together? So yeah, I mean, but I felt so much autonomy and like sort of agency in the context of the writing center, that I never felt like anybody was like sort of, you know, breathing over my neck. Looking over my, I'm really bad with these kind of sayings, but anyway, yeah, breathing down my neck, I think is the way to say it. But, you know, I never felt like, you know, I was being like judged or surveyed. So I felt like I had the kind of, I don't know, space to work through the tension with writers and the kind of flexibility from directors and peers to kind of negotiate in ways that felt like, you know, that felt safe and that felt, you know, beneficial, mutually beneficial. So yeah, in terms of, yeah, I mean, I can see like the sort of underlying like kind of theme of this question being like, well, you know, students come in or writers come in having all kinds of different, you know, needs or expectations or wants, and then the writing center has to like sort of adhere to a particular like mission or a kind of set of beliefs or standards like in common, and sometimes there's a friction there. But I felt like the students, the writers that I worked with were always so generous that I never had like the kind of sort of situation where a student would come in and say like, well, I don't want to hear about this, I just want you to fix my paper. Or I felt like students were really understanding and appreciative, and I never felt, of course, I'm privileged in all kinds of ways. So a big part of it could be my body in kind of how I'm embodied, in terms of feeling like, oh, well, the tension or the friction was never too much to bear. I'm sure it's intense for a lot of consultants and a lot of student writers. And certainly I can understand the reasons for that.
Definitely. So do you remember whether your work, your PhD work at the time, connected to your work at the Writing Center? Were they interwoven or were they separate?
I mean, you know, there's always like this like sort of, I mean, I guess like especially in PhD work, in, you know, graduate work in a particular field, there's always that kind of pressure to, you know, define your work in terms of a particular subfield or a set of conversations. I definitely didn't like, you know, consider the work that I was doing like in the field of writing center studies or something like that. Although it was about writing across like sort of contexts. Like my work was about like sort of, you know, writers' practices in and out of schools and across stages of life, across educational institutions, certainly across like curriculum, you know, an undergraduate curriculum, where they're having to write in a lot of different disciplinary contexts and for a lot of different courses. So, I mean, I think that the connections between being able to work with and see students writing, not only in my own writing courses, but across an entire undergraduate curriculum, was really beneficial in thinking through how writers navigate the kind of demands of different contexts, and write for pleasure and for all sorts of reasons that have nothing to do with school. You know, that was something also that I saw in the Writing Center, and it wasn't uncommon for somebody to bring in a work of, you know, creative nonfiction or a poem that they were working on for themselves. So getting a sense of that like sort of desire to write, that was not only attached or motivated by grades, that was something, a glimpse that I got through the Writing Center that definitely shaped, you know, the dissertation at the time. And then of course that just becomes, you know, a larger project always.
Yeah. So then on that sort of theme, will you tell me more about how your work now relates to the work you did at the Writing Center?
Yeah, sure. I think so. I think I can do that. I mean, mainly in maybe the connection to the sort of, the way, at least the way that I saw the Writing Center positioned at the university as not like a possession of one particular department, but functioning for like an entire campus community. And now increasingly, since I've left, increasingly functioning for like a city, for a region or surrounding area. My work now is as like a kind of somebody who's doing a lot of kind of public humanities based projects, who's building kind of coalition or collaboration across departments and programs that are related to the university, and then many that are not related to the university but share like a sort of place in common. I think that kind of seeing the potential for building relationships from a center that is really a place where people come together to develop projects and ideas, to collaborate, and that is sort of centrally located, has been really, kind of impactful on the way that I see myself like operating in the university and see the potential for, a university that extends relationships that extend well beyond the bounds of a university. So, so I think that influence, and then, just getting exposure to a lot of different types of writing, across a university setting was really, valuable and informative, for the work that I've ended up doing as well. So, yeah.
That's awesome. So kind of in closing, is there anything else you remember that you feel like is very important that I haven't asked you about from your time at the Writing Center?
I have to think. You have to edit out this long pause. I guess I'll just like kind of reiterate the sort of sense of community that is, it was developed through work at the center, or just sharing a space together. I remember like the back office at the time. I know you all have moved since I've been there, but we used to have this like little office back behind the consulting area, where, all the consultants who were off duty would just hang out. And I do remember those like kind of, more informal, like social time being, some of my favorite time in the graduate program, and some of the most, long-term, like valuable time in building relationships across the differences that I mentioned before, across stages of education or different kind of experiences. Some of my closest colleagues now across the nation, I met for the first time at the Writing Center and still like sort of am in regular contact with and share work with and still feel in community with. So for me, it was like a way, I think it was key to like surviving as a first gen college student in a graduate program that I felt like I had no business being in. But I immediately felt like a place, a sense of kind of belonging from the work in the Writing Center. And I think without that, I would have been like pretty overwhelmed as I entered into this kind of graduate program. So yeah, that's it.
Cool. Well, thank you so much for sharing. I'd love to talk more and ask you more questions, but in the interest of the interview, I've finished my interview questions.